This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 14th. Okay, earnings season's off to a very good start. I know IBM missed, but they missed because they're losing out market share to data centers. So that's good for us because guess what we own? Lots of data center-related stocks. Okay, but yeah, you saw Goldman beat, which they should have because of the SpaceX IPO. You saw J.P. Morgan beat and be very upbeat, very unusual for Jamie Dimon. So that was good. You saw Citibank beat. I can go down the list, but the big news for us will be TSM on Thursday. I expect them to beat because they have record sales. Talked about that on Monday's podcast. And then the other big news today is we had the CPI come out. It was the first decline in the CPI since 2020. And it fell 0.4%. Economists were, according to Bloomberg, estimating a minus 0.1% drop. So 0.4% is a lot bigger. The core rate came in flat at zero, but are unchanged. Economists are expecting a 0.2% increase. Food prices were up 0.2%, but energy prices fell thanks to a 9.7% drop in gasoline. The most important thing for me was owner's equivalent rent was only up 0.2%. It had been elevated in previous months. So that's important. So yeah, and no one's worried about inflation now, okay? Fed's not increasing rates. So whatever the talking heads on TV have been telling you, that's not happening. Also remember, AI is not inflationary. It's temporary inflationary in memory. That's a freak thing because of a bottleneck. But other than that, no. AI is going to be... create incredible productivity gains, lots of GDP growth, and that's that. Speaking of GDP growth, you know, I did predict 5% GDP growth for the third quarter. I'm on track to get that this quarter. We'll see with retail sales on Thursday. I'll be in Fox Business that morning as retail sales come out. And I think the main thing is we have to watch the trade deficit because our technology imports from Korea and Taiwan are massive. You know, memory from Korea, GPUs from Taiwan. And that's increased the trade deficit temporarily, the tech boom. And right now the trade deficit is taking 1.7% off of second quarter GDP growth. So, If the trade deficit doesn't narrow from soaring energy exports and other factors, then what will happen is that'll be a drag on GDP. But other than trade, yeah, this is as good as it gets, folks. And I'm really excited that stocks are responding positively to earnings. But of course, you see all the memory stocks are up today for us. So hang on, have fun, enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. Just want to give you a quick update. PPI is tomorrow. Expected to be very good, just like the CPI today.